Blog Talk Radio.
Aloha, everyone. This is Jennifer O, and I am back calling from Hawaii and with my co-host, Bob.
Aloha.
Bob, they pretty much know what I do since they've read my bio, but go ahead and explain what you do again.
I do things like tell Jennifer to hurry up if she's got a call around.
Okay.
I'm on the lawn. I do stress management, and I'm a professional musician as well. I do stress management through biofeedback, hypnotherapy, and I've developed a program in movement meditation therapy. That's called a Tai Chi-based kind of program. I've also done some recovery counseling and couples and a little bit of family counseling in the past.
All right, yeah, and one of the things we did last week was, and you were kind of the male point of view as well as the counseling as well, we did a relationships that's complicated, and that's sort of based off a lot of my readings that I do are relationship-based. And I had also done an article recently on different levels of commitment. But anyways, our show last week, we had so many callers, we couldn't get to everybody, and it was really popular, so we decided to run it again. One of the things, though, since it is the new year, which we had a crazy, it was like a war zone here, wasn't it?
Yeah, the fireworks are big. It was my first New Year's Eve in Hawaii, and I've been told by people the fireworks are the thing, it is like a war zone. I mean, it's just going off and on, and then the smoke everywhere, all over the island. It's pretty interesting. It's like to see. It's fun, actually.
Yeah, it is fun because the Hawaiian culture, they really celebrate the New Year. I wish everybody celebrated the New Year in the way that they do here, because it's really amazing. And it should be a celebration, but there was fireworks going from like 6 to after midnight. It was just like nonstop. It was amazing, beautiful. But anyways, one of the things I wanted to talk about was I do a lot of readings with people that have really scattered energy, and that's one thing with the new year. I'm hoping that people will sort of change that and get a focus on anything that they want to do in life or a thing. What it looks like to me when I'm doing a psychic reading is it's kind of like I like to explain it if you're in a lake and you're in the middle and you're treading water and you're literally not going anywhere. That is what it's like when I see people with the scattered energy. You need to have a focus. I mean, you can stay treading water if you want to, but you're going to get really bored and you're going to get really tired, and that's going to be really unfulfilling. So you need to at least focus some of your energy into getting from point A to point B, or going checking out the outer islands. At least if you have a focus to go maybe to shore or to go to this little island over there, at least you're going somewhere. You're moving all the time. It's taking you somewhere. When you have no focus, like I said, you're literally treading water in it. And it's really unfulfilling for people. So I'd like to see people at least think about some things they'd like to accomplish, whether it be a garden, whether it be go to Europe, whether it be just make it to the grocery store that week, at least if they have some type of goal. And there's sort of a saying that goes with that I had seen on John Holland's Facebook page, which was really, really cool, which is think big or you will work for somebody who does. And it had to do with being goal-oriented, and that is so true.
Oh, I like that. You know, it also reminds me of some of the processes that they use to try to get a handle on procrastination. You know, do one thing one day that could have been on a list of things you wanted to do, and not become overwhelmed by all of the things that are on the list. Just pick one thing and do it. Make it simple in most cases, and just take a step in a direction which will kind of get that inner compass to stop spinning so much.
Well, and people need to do it in relationships also, because it's like I swear they do not have a clear-cut idea of what they want from one relationship or what they want in their current relationship that they really don't know, and then they get upset because things aren't going the way that they want, or they've given their partner an idea of how they'd like things to go, and then they decide they don't like it that way and they want to change it, and it gets really frustrating for everybody. And at least have an idea of where you're going with, you know, your relationships and that sort of thing, because it's, for women especially, another thing that they tend to do that I see a lot is women just settle. And we talked about that last week. You were kind of asking why. Why do they do that?
Why do they settle for something that doesn't appear to at least the people on the outside that it's a good match or a healthy match? That's what you're getting at.
Right, and I think that they're under the illusion of several different things. One is there's a shortage of men. But there is no shortage of men, ladies. I will assure you that that is not true. And secondly, I think that they have a lot of insecurities, and they think, oh, well, this person accepts me for who I am. Well, the simple fact of the matter is there are other people that would accept you, but if you're tied up in a really crappy relationship for, like, you know, 3 years, how are you ever going to get to the people that you'll match up with really well? It's not going to happen. And that's the most frustrating part for me when I read people, is people spend not months, but years with people that they flat out know are not a good match for them. They suffer through it. They're sure they're going to change them. And then they're getting closer to 40, closer to 35, whatever, and they complain because they haven't found anybody good out there. It makes me crazy.
And the square peg and around the hole never changes, and so they just keep pounding harder and harder. It reminds me of when I worked in the hospitality industry, and we would get bus and tour buses of foreign-speaking guests, and they would, you know, didn't speak any English, so we would speak slower and louder as though they were going to understand better. Kind of the same thing, just get louder or maybe meaner, more distant, or, you know, even worse, you know, start doing things like looking outside your relationship to fill that gap in you that this other person doesn't have.
And I really feel like part of the reason there is a lot of divorce and things not working out is people are just settling way too quick. I mean, it's ridiculous. I have to tell you this story. I had a, and then we'll take this a couple of callers here, but I had a friend recently that I had a insight about her, so I called and asked her if she was with somebody who was angry, and she said, "Well, not anymore. I just was. It was." A huge mistake." And we got into the part where how they broke up, and she said, "Well, actually, he dumped me." And I'm sitting here thinking, what? I mean, he's angry, and she knew it was a horrible mistake, yet he dumped her. I'm like, so how does that happen? I mean, are you listening to yourself at all? And she's like, "Well, he beat me to it." And I'm thinking, come on, girls. I mean, that's, you know, the reason I bring this up is because it happens all the time. This is such a common thing. And I want to see women stop that. You're not going to find your good match if you waste your time with somebody who's not a good fit for you. So.
Well, and another thing is a lot of our listeners probably have heard this, and if you have, please share it, because if you become the person, you know, like the person that you would like to be with in your own life, you will begin to attract that person. You'll attract that energy, because that's the energy that you're putting out. Now, most of us, and I've done this in my own life, you know, focus on, oh, just satisfying this person or that person, whatever is going on, and not taking enough time to really become what I would like to be in my own life, and then attracting that into my life. So it really begins with the person themselves, and then attracting that energy. So like likes, birds of a feather, like energy attracts like energy. So become what you would like to be with, and that begins the whole process right there, attracting the appropriate person in your life.
That's true. The other thing, before we take this caller here, is as men and women, they can sense desperation a mile away.
Oh, I've never been desperate.
to you, Bob. But,
not,
you know,
not today I haven't.
But they can, you know, even if you're just longing for that relationship, boy, that is sensed out. Like, I swear everybody's senses are so heightened to that. And, and you know, then you get in a situation where they feel like that they can treat you a certain way. It's just not good. It's better to fall into a relationship when you're doing something you love doing. But let's take this first caller and see if we can help them out. Hello? You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, hi. Yes, I wanted to know if you can give me a time frame for meeting someone for a long-term relationship and anything you can tell me about that person if you can.
Okay. One of the things is I don't, like, do names or that sort of thing because that's sort of not my area. But you seem like... you're really wanting this long, you're really just really craving for a long-term relationship, huh?
Yeah, that would be.
Yeah, I mean, you're lonely and you're ready, you're tired also. You would like some help for
right.
Things happen. That's, yeah,
absolutely.
I really feel like you really just need a partner. And you do need some help. By the way, you're doing a
Thank
lot of
you.
Things in your life that you could really use some help with. And, you know, to tell you the truth, just before we get on to the relationship part, you don't need a significant other to help you. I mean, I don't want to see you be one of the women that I talk to later because you have settled because you're so
right.
tired that
right.
you
no,
need
I realize
help.
That. Yeah. No, no, I realize
yeah.
that. Trust me, I've been doing it by myself for a long time, so I know that I'm
well,
capable.
I know, and I'd like to see you have to not do it by yourself for a lot longer because, I mean, this is, I just feel you needed some support there, and I would like to see you get some more energy to do things for yourself because you don't do much for yourself. You're too tired doing things for everybody else, right?
Right, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, and... I have to tell you, this is I'm getting into a whole different reading with you, but
oh, wow.
I see in about 2 years, which don't get discouraged because I see that that's the good guy. That's the one that will really help give you some emotional and some support, you know, and have some sympathy and empathy and also have some fun things that you can do together. He's also really soft heart, soft-spoken, a little bit older than you would think he was going to be. But great, great, great person with a really warm heart. But getting back to the you being so tired and things, if you literally take a little bit of time out of your week, because I feel like if I tell you out of your day, you're going to be like, yeah, I'll try that. But if you take a little bit of time out of your week to do some things for yourself or just to sit and relax and just read a magazine or anything for an hour, it's going to give you a little bit more energy.
Okay.
Because you're depleting your emotional, you're so worn thin with all the stuff that you're giving that you're not getting a chance to recharge. So that will help you recharge. It'll help you through your day, your week.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. But
you do have a good, it's going to be long-term. Actually, I think that's going to be long-term, like that's it. That will be the guy for the rest of the time.
Mm-hmm.
In about 2 years. And like I said, don't get discouraged because if that's going to be the guy and he's as good as I see him being, it's worth the wait because
right.
you've had some iffy guys come in there, you know. We don't want
right.
any of those short-termers anymore.
Right. Okay.
Right?
All righty.
Okay.
Yeah, that's very true. Thank you so much.
Yeah, take some time for yourself next week, okay?
I will try. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, we're going to take another caller here. Hold on 1 second. We're trying to... Switchboard's a little slow today. We're doing okay, though. Okay, you're on the air, caller.
Yeah. Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello. How can I help you?
Hey, how are you today? Yeah, I have a question. I would like to know, do you see any, you know, love relationship, I mean, long-term relationship coming to me in 2010?
You know, I see a relationship coming in 2010. It's going to be about 7 months in, where does that put it, at July? Yeah, I do see one in July of the of this year. And I think that this one, just to forewarn you a little bit, is going to be a little bit rocky for you. So I think that it can work out, and but I would like to see you set some rules. And I guess this person that's coming to you can be a little bit forceful in their in how that they like relationships to be. And I think that you need to help this person understand that that's not how relationships work. And like, I want to say they want to be a little bit more women do this kind of thing, you know, type of thing. And I think that if you take the time to make sure that that is not the way that you do things, then it's going to work out a lot better for you. If you do not take the time to let them know, after you're in the relationship for a little while, months or a year or whatever, you're going to start getting really frustrated, because you're going to, it's kind of like trying to break an old dog or teach an old dog new tricks. And by the way, women do this a lot, and I'd like to see them stop doing this. They tend to get into a relationship and be happy that they found somebody, and so they accept certain things in the relationship. They don't really set up the boundaries of how they would like it to be, or what makes them comfortable, or what makes them feel respected. And then when they get into the relationship further, they try to change that, or try to explain to them, you know, I'm not really okay with doing all of the laundry all of the time, or having to completely, you know, take care of all this stuff. And then the guy will be like, well, what do you mean? You've done this the whole entire time. How come you're not okay with it? So with this particular person, and you may do this in relationships in general, do you get a little bit afraid to maybe just be completely who you are right off the bat if they're not sort of agreeing with, do you know what I mean?
Yes,
you tend to just kind of, you're happy to be in the relationship, and you tend to be a giver, right? You like tend to like to help. I mean, you tend to be a giver. You like to take care of your mate and be there, be a really good supportive mate for them, correct?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I think that that is really great, and you're such a giving, warm-hearted person that's amazing. But I think it's turned around to kind of bite you and not give you what you wanted in the end. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Am I on the right track here?
Yeah.
So what I'd like you to do is change that. Because guess what? They're going to love you anyway. So you're going to see way better results out of your relationship if you just voice your opinion a little bit. You don't have to be all like, because I don't think you'd be comfortable being like, okay, no, this is not going to work. You don't have to be like that, but at least voice your opinion, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this guy,
yes.
Do you see this guy, how he looked like? You know, is tall or short, Caucasian or Asian? Can you see?
I think I'm just going to be upfront with you, and I am with everybody. I don't do real, great descriptions. I just see the person. I can tell their personality, but he does tend to be taller with dark hair.
I see.
Okay. And you'll know right away, because it's going to be in that July time frame, or like 7 months-ish, you know, and like I say, give or take, it could be a week before July or a week after, but it's going to be somewhere around that time frame. Okay.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Have a great day.
You do. You too.
You too. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, go ahead.
You know, I've been thinking as we're getting just this first couple of callers in here, my Lomi Kumu. Kumu is a teacher. Kumu Leahoa Carroll.
Which we hope to have on the show.
Yeah, okay. She's going to come onto the show in a couple of weeks here and do some work with us on Hawaiian values and healings and energy work and things like that. So
watch for that also. Yeah. Sorry, by the on the thing. Go ahead. Watch for that.
She always posts something on her Facebook. And one of the things that she posted, which was one of my favorite sayings, was, it's all right to be alone when you love the person that you're alone with. And as I was talking earlier about preparing yourself to be the person, to attract the person that you would like to be with, when you really take care of yourself, and so many of us are out there looking for someone to fulfill ourselves, and that's really not possible. You can find a great match, but the only person who will really fulfill your own heart and spirit for the most part is you. They can add to that energy, most certainly, and help you generate more and more of that. But the more you learn to really be okay and good with yourself and treat yourself right, like you were saying to the first caller about taking some time to take care of yourself, everybody hears about that, you know, take care of yourself. It's extremely important to get to know and get to like yourself, because then you're also more likely to not settle for something less, like you were talking about.
That's true, but nobody does that, and they go, yeah. So when am I going to meet somebody? Is it going to be soon?
Because all the time, it's the same.
I don't just get those calls. I have my friends calling me going, I need a companion, and I'm like, wow, you really don't need one right now.
Get a dog.
Yeah, exactly. Go to lunch with your friends. But one of the things that amazes me is it's actually from Roman times or whatever, when they had in the Colosseum, and they had the two doors, and behind one of the doors they knew they had to fight the lion, and behind the other door they had no idea what was back there, but it was actually freedom, and it was the door to the outside, and nobody chose the door to the outside because they were so afraid. That is how I see people in relationships. They will take the crappy ones because they are so afraid of what's on behind door number two, that they can't, it's terrifying to them. They can't even function on it. But what they don't realize is that is literally colors your door to freedom.
And so the bottom line is you get what you accept.
Exactly, exactly. Let's take another caller here that's been holding. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi there, how are y'all?
Go ahead and ask. Yeah, we're doing good. What was your question today?
Okay, my question is, my husband deployed about 2 months ago to Afghanistan, and we were having some problems before that, and he asked for legal separation, and I refused. Since then, we've kind of had some issues, some with his mom.
Before you get any further, I have a question for you, because I hear that. Why did you refuse?
Because I love him, and because I've made mistakes, and so has he.
Okay.
And there was a lot of stress between the two of us right before he left.
Okay, now continue on.
Okay, so since then, his mom has threatened to have me serve with paperwork because she holds his power of attorneys, but I don't really listen to anything his mom says because we've caught her in so many lies. But he has mentioned possible divorce once or twice since he left. So my main question is, do you see us working things out during the deployment and after he gets back, or divorcing when he gets back?
Divorcing. And I'm sorry, I mean, another thing, callers, please don't call me with these questions if you don't want to hear my psychic opinion. And you can continue, and I tell people this all the time, if you don't believe, you can try to work it out if you'd like to. I think that this is not a good match for you, and I think that your relationship is really volatile. You guys have had some really heated, you tend to deal with each other very heatedly, correct?
Sometimes, not too much,
yeah,
but sometimes.
Your communication you guys have a hard time communicating. You guys have so much, like, I don't want to use the word passion, but, you know, when you're arguing, you guys are so, you are really involved in arguing. Like, that neither one of you is getting, you're not getting the other person, you're not even hearing each other because you guys are battling it out. And I feel like this has really been a hard relationship for you guys. Right?
In my opinion, it hasn't been a hard one, but it's what's made it the most stressful is his mom. His mom is in the middle of everything.
You guys have some family issues surrounding this that absolutely does not help, and it is very hard. I can sympathize with you when in-laws or different people get involved and try to take sides, which she's doing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she's really trying to also encourage. She's a strong woman. She's trying to. She doesn't like you much, does she?
I don't think she does, but she says that she does, so who knows?
No, she really wants her son to go a different direction. And I don't necessarily think it's anything personal, but I think that she doesn't think the relationship's good for him, and that's what she tells him. And she doesn't like the argument. You guys, I see a lot of arguing between the two of you, or not enough time to where you're getting along. And I really think he's checked out at this point. And I would like to just see you let that go. In my opinion, it would be, you're going to have a lot of stress and a lot of sadness and a lot of anxiety if you try to hold on to this, because he's really made up his mind. And it's just going to be more problems than it's worth if you continue to try to fight for this. I understand where you're coming from. But just in my psychic opinion, it's not worth it. You're wasting time doing it. And to tell you the truth, he would receive any communication from you a lot better if you just accept that, fine, let's just be done with this now. This is not working for us. I'll accept what you're saying type of thing. Sorry. I would love to tell you otherwise, but I think that that's not going to happen.
Okay.
Okay. All right. You
All
have
right.
a good day.
Thank you very much.
All right. Bye. You're welcome. Bye.
You know, in the meantime, in a situation such as this last caller, it's a very, very difficult time. And it's real easy when you have time invested to get yourself feeling like it's just the end. And the other part of that, because it's such a rift and it tears such a hole in your spirit, is at that point in time, if you can begin to realize and gather yourself enough to be prepared to move on to the next stage. I heard Colette Baron Reed state on her site one day, and I really enjoyed what she was talking about, soulmates. And soulmates can be people that come in and turn your world upside down just so you learn a lesson.
Sorry, go ahead.
And as that happens, so soulmates can be anybody. It's not, you know, a lot of people think it's just a person that is just the white knight, the lover of all lovers, and everything is going to be better than it's ever been. And there is that. But a soulmate can also be someone that comes in and just shakes things up so you get a lesson. And sometimes the lessons are very, very painful. But they're the ones that we learn from. And sometimes some of us, I'm afraid I've had to do this a few times myself, really had to get the lesson drilled into me down on my knees, basically, before I kind of went, you know what, I think I'm going to go a different direction.
Right. Well, and one thing I'd like to tell the callers out there, or anybody who's listening, is, first of all, thank goodness we do have people in Afghanistan, you know, going overseas and doing that. I know it's incredibly hard for the spouses that are left here. I have friends that are left on the mainland and in Hawaii and stuff, and it's such a strain on a relationship. But the other thing is the advice I've given to that caller, that doesn't necessarily pertain to somebody who says, you know, let's try a separation. Sometimes I see them getting back together. These are all individuals. These are based on the individual caller. So someone else may have a similar situation, and it may be completely different. It may be see where they work it out. So If you are in the same situation, don't just immediately assume that that's the advice I would give you, and you should probably just call in to double check, because that's not always the case. When I do these, it's based on what I'm seeing of that person at that time.
Things could change.
Absolutely.
There's a saying that everyone I would hope would adopt is, if you don't like the results that you're getting, change the way you're doing things, because you keep getting the same results if you keep taking the same actions. If you don't like what you're getting in your life, in your relationship, in a job, change the way you're doing things, because if you're doing things the same exact way, you'll always get the same thing. So change the way you're doing things.
Right, absolutely. And the last thing before I take this next caller is psychics are, if they've ever tell you this, run. They're never 100% accurate, flat out. So I love my clients. I tell them all the time, always trust your instincts, your gut instincts. That should trump any psychic, always. So because that's your internal guide. So you always need to trust that over everybody. So if you feel like somebody's given you some advice that's not correct and you need to follow through on your gut instinct, you always do that. That's very important, by the way.
You always have your free will.
Absolutely, absolutely. We're going to take another caller.
Oh, boy.
Okay. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing just fine.
Wonderful. I hope you are doing fine, because you're not going to call with a horrible relationship question, are you?
Yes, I do have a relationship question.
I'm just teasing. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I want to know, what do you see in the future for me and Cortez?
Have you been with Cortez? You're with him now?
No, we're separated now.
Okay, and give me a little bit of background on this. It'll help me give you a more accurate.
Okay, we've been separated.
How long were you? Go ahead.
Okay, we've been separated since October of 2007. We have three kids together. I want to say right after Christmas, we got into an argument because he got his own apartment and didn't tell me about it. I had to find out by them calling to verify me as a reference, and he's just been kind of not wanting to do a whole lot of things, and I just really wanted to know, did we have a future together for us being together, raising our kids together?
What I see is a little bit of both. He does want to be involved because he is around with the children, right?
Yes.
Okay, because he does want to be involved with the whole family thing and the whole kids thing, and actually, are you guys, I mean, he likes to talk to you about things. You guys are also friends.
We were best friends, but we haven't been talking lately. He hasn't been sharing much with me. But before we ever became boyfriend and girlfriend, I had kids together, we were best friends for almost
right,
2 years
because
before
I
then.
Right, because I see a really strong friendship there as well.
Yes.
So it, that, you're right, that goes by the wayward side at times, but I see that coming back in the future, he really, really appreciates your opinion because you know him well, and he feels like you have really good advice and you have his best interest at heart. So I see the relationship continuing as far as your friendship will get stronger again. And he wants to be involved with the kids and helping you in that manner. Romantically, no.
Okay.
I do not see that happening. But you know what? That's okay for you, because the thing is you can use the help with the kids and you can use the help with all of that, but you don't need him. I mean, it's sad for you, and I can feel the sadness and the wanting that to work out with the dad and all those, and the friendship that you had, and you're missing all these things, but it's kind of like it's run its course, and it's really just romantically run its course.
Okay.
So, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So okay. I'd like to just kind of see you just kind of look at it that way, because once you start looking at it that way, it'll bring some of the emotions down on both your sides. He'll sense that you've kind of just calmed down a little bit. Because not that you're all upset or, you know, being combative at him, but he can sense it, and he can sense that, you know, you're longing for that. Once you kind of get okay with all of this, is you'll start getting okay with just being kind of alone, is what you'll think. And that's when somebody will come in to your life. So it'll kind of, you won't be looking. Another person will come into your life just out of nowhere.
Okay.
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 All right. All right. So you're not gonna be alone. I guess I kind of think you're worried about that. As you, you know, when you get older.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
No, I didn't say anything.
Oh, okay. Were you worried about that a little bit as you get older and just kind of, you don't want to be alone, right?
Well, I kind of had got used to the fact and just thinking maybe that's just the way it was going to be, that I'll just be by myself for a long time, because I've been by myself for almost 3 years, so I kind of got the feeling that it wasn't nobody else. So.
Right, but I kind of also, I still see an attachment with this guy, so to me, the last 3 years, I still see an attachment with him. So it didn't make you look alone psychically to me. So because you were kind of hoping, you know, things were going to get back together. Anyways, you won't be alone. There will be somebody else, and you will continue to be friends and do the kid thing. And that's really great that at least he's going to hang out with and do the kid thing with you.
Okay.
So
okay.
You have a great day.
You too.
All right. Bye. Okay, we're going to take another caller that's been hanging on for a little bit here, and then we'll discuss that a little bit more as well, the being alone thing.
Like the switchboard is being
like
out?
Yeah, like the switchboard is all on its own. There we go. Okay, caller, you're on the air. Hello?
Caller, you're not on the air.
I'm not sure you know you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, there you are. Hi. What can I help you with?
I didn't realize I was on the air. I wanted to know if you can tell me anything about a relationship for me and a gentleman by the name of Ron. R-O-N is his name. He's actually an ex, we've been having a lot of problems, and we separated. And I just want to see if you think that we'll ever get back, or if it's pretty much a done deal.
How long were you together? It was a few years.
We were together for probably about a year and a half. I was
because I'm
pretty rough.
In about 2 years. Go ahead.
Yeah. I said pretty much, you know.
I guess my question, and I'm not trying to be sarcastic, but why do you want to get back together with Ron? Because I'm not seeing this as being any good for you at all. Not that he's a horrible person. Bad match for you. Bad match. Is he really intimidating to you?
Well, no, it's not that he's intimidating to me. My whole relationship with him was him accusing me of things that was untrue and me trying to defend myself. And just eventually I kind of got tired of it. Yeah.
That is exactly what I mean. I feel you backing down to him a lot. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I feel him being right at you and you kind of
overpowering. Well, right. It was like, you're right. He was always in my face about, oh, you're doing this, you're doing that. And I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm not doing anything. I'm constantly trying
to
prove myself to him, and I just got tired of it. So I kind of broke away from him, but then there's a part of me that sometimes thinks, well, maybe I should get back with him. I don't know.
Well, if you want to be controlled, you can get back with him.
No, I don't want to be controlled. That's why I left to begin with.
Those accusations are generally a form of control.
Yeah.
Really, as a constant
Well, can you guys tell me this? Was there something that I was doing so that I know when I get in another relationship, or is it just him? I mean, is it me, or was there things that that I could have done differently?
What you could have done is said, seriously, Ron, no, wasn't doing anything. You got a problem, get out.
Right.
Seriously. Like, I mean, that's what you could have done. I have a friend, by the way, that does this a lot, and I love her to death, and it's hard for me to watch, but she has the same type of relationship, same guy, and, I mean, type of person. And, boy, if she questions him on anything or she's feeling insecure about anything, he's right on her. Just, why would you just say this and why would you do that? And it turns it around on her to where she's
uh-huh.
like, oh, I'm sorry. No, I didn't mean to. Are you kidding me? I'm just like, why are you doing that? And they're manipulative that way. And
uh-huh.
they're very smart. They're smart, actually, in that way, because they will have you going, no, really, I'm sorry. Now, what you do, and besides that little part of you that is thinking you want to get back together with Ron, just put a little duct tape on the mouth of that little part of you because
it's just a very little part, trust me, because I start
thinking
about what I went through, and then I say, you're better off by yourself.
Well, and so in the future, a good question, very good question, in the future, if you run into another relationship like this, stand up for yourself hard when they start with that. If you have a question, if you have an inquiry, if you're just being yourself and they get on your case, I didn't say they even had a bad day and it had nothing to do with you even asking them anything, you need to go, look, I'm not the enemy, and I'm not going to be treated like this. There's the door. Are you kidding? If you're going to behave in this manner to me because I didn't do anything, you can leave. And you really need to put your foot down, because if you do that, they will change their behavior, I promise you. And they will not, because they'll realize you're not going to stand for that or you don't need them.
Yeah, there's a
well,
thing
right.
that
well,
goes.
That was kind of yeah. Well, that was kind of my situation with him. I kept telling him, "Look, you're pushing me out the door by accusing me." My thing with him, I think he just never trusts me. And I was like, "If you don't trust me, then we have absolutely nothing. If I have to prove to you every time I walk out the door that I didn't do this or I didn't do that, then it's not a very good relationship for me to be in."
Well, hon, the problem is you shouldn't trust him either. I mean, really, the guy, there's some very, I almost feel like this is the cliche on Bob says this all the time. It's kind of like if they're accusing you,
it's because
you should really
they're doing
be watching
it.
That. You,
right.
You did, because they're doing, yeah, he's not really, there was some stuff going on.
Smoke screen.
Yeah, smoke screen's a good thing. He wasn't very trustworthy.
Yeah, that's what I
think. It is not very true. You know that, I think. I think you kind of have a feeling of that.
Right.
But you don't but you don't want it to be true.
Right.
It just is.
Yeah. You don't want it to be true. Be done with Ron. Not a good match at all. Let somebody else have Ron. You don't need that.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay? And stand strong, because you really don't need that. If you do go back, it's going to be same stuff, and you're just wasting more time of meeting somebody that's not combative like that.
Right.
All right.
Thank you.
You have a good day.
Bye.
Yeah, that we run into quite a bit, actually.
Well, I was going to say there's a saying when people get themselves in that situation, what you permit, you promote. And when people, if it doesn't feel good, it isn't. And if you can't communicate that it doesn't feel good to be treated this way and be able to work around that, then you're selling yourself short. You're giving yourself less than what you deserve.
What women don't realize, though, is in situations like that, as most women have children out there, so they can kind of relate to this a little bit more. Let's say that you were in a store and your child wanted some candy, and, you know, year, like, no, no, they throw themselves on the ground, they continue to carry on. Nobody's had that happen, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But they carry on and they carry on, and there's so many ways you can handle this, but if you give the candy every time and they get the result that they want every time, what's going to happen every time?
Yeah, they train you.
Exactly. And men that are that type of man absolutely train the women. And the bad thing is, by the time that you're years into that, which I see a lot, and women are still holding on hope of this person that they once dated, that's who they are at that point. You cannot change that, because it's just, you've set the dynamic in your relationship, and it's too hard to change at that point.
Well, and if they're really good at what they do, they throw a little bone in there once in a while, like
yes,
trip to Mexico,
yes,
or some really nice jewelry or a new car.
Absolutely.
Or something like that.
And then that sidetracks the woman. You're right. You're right. They do. They're very smart men. They will. I'm sure women have done this to men.
No.
I do, however, get mostly the women that call in about this sort of thing. So, anyhow, let's see. We have another caller we're going to go ahead and take. Yeah, trips to Mexico. Those are always good smoke screens, aren't they? We'll be back. Hi, caller. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hi.
I'm on the air.
You're on me. Go ahead.
Hi. I had a question. I'm attracted to a guy. I'm attracted to this guy, and he's my ex-boyfriend's roommate.
Oh, that's not complicated, but okay, let's keep going.
It's complicated.
A little bit. It's kind of...
Say that on your Facebook, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
You're not laughing, but this is,
fun,
yes, this is a fun call, actually. Okay.
I don't think I want to, like, be with him futuristically. I don't know. I want to let him know, but I don't want to let him know.
So he doesn't know, is what you're saying.
He doesn't know.
Right.
And I don't know. I feel like he has the same attraction, but not in, I don't know what it is. It's like, let's just say, I remember it was on a Sunday, and I was supposed to go to church or whatever, and I was leaving the house first, and he left after, he was like, where are you going? And I'm like, oh, I'm going to church or whatever, and he left before I did, and I ended up going to the gas station, and I noticed that my light was on for my tire pressure, so I went to go, check out what's going on with the tire or whatever. So I, you know, was going to put air in each of my tires or whatever. And I was, like, thinking about him hard when I was, like, you know, looking for change to go, you know, put, you know, air in my tire. And I'm in my car looking for change and everything like that, and boom, he pops up.
Just out of
and I'm, like, out of nowhere. And I'm, like, oh, my God. What is this?
Yeah,
huh?
Was he the one letting the air out of your tire?
He wasn't letting no air out of my tire, but, I mean, I don't know. I'm just attracted to him. It's crazy because, you know, when I first met him, I wasn't really attracted to him, but when we started talking, I'm like, wow, you know, I kind of like him.
I think, so what's your question for me is whether to tell him or not tell him?
Yeah, is it going to cause a conflict with the ex-boyfriend? Because I know he's kind of jealous, but we're not together.
Yes, it is going to cause conflict. I actually do think that this roommate has attraction to you. I definitely can feel the chemistry between you two. I mean, you can feel it, right?
Yeah.
You feel that there's... Yeah, you can feel it because I can feel it, and if I can feel it, it's definitely there because I know you're not anywhere in Hawaii. So it's there. What's bad for you two is just timing.
I know. It's bad. It's so bad.
I have a question. What kind of a relationship do you have now with your ex-boyfriend?
We just go out. We hang out. We still are sexually involved, but I mean, I could cut him. I'm not. I'm not really looking for a relationship type. It's just that because I'm, it's like, because I'm not in a relationship with him, I think I feel this way. You get what I'm saying?
Because you're not in a relationship with, you know, but there is an attraction there. That you do have the chemistry with that other guy. And the ex still, you guys had a relationship that he still holds you dear to his heart, you know?
The ex-boyfriend?
The ex-boyfriend, right.
Okay.
Which is why the jealousy still comes in there and such. Timing is really bad for this guy. I guess because of the situation, because of the timing, if you do pursue this, I see a lot of difficulties and obstacles that come up unless, you know, he was no longer living there. And I still, because you guys run around the same people, right? Like you're in the same area, same crowds.
It's like I noticed that. I mean, I'm not, I go to his house, but, I mean, we'll sit down and talk, but the only time we're communicating is when I'm not around my ex-boyfriend.
With a roommate.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, like I said, you could, if you want to, you can tell him. I just see it causing problems. I just see it being like,
Will he tell the ex-boyfriend that I said it?
There's a good chance. Mm. I wouldn't even just, I just see that, I mean, I don't know if he.
Because I don't think, if he does tell, the ex-boyfriend ain't going to believe him.
Well, and that's okay, and none of that really matters. I just see if, it doesn't really matter who, because the ex-boyfriend, I think, kind of can have has a sense of it anyways. Yeah. But doesn't want to believe that you guys would ever have any type of attraction, you know, to each other. Because
I remember one time he saw me sitting in the living room with him when he came home, right? And he was like, why you didn't just go sit in the room? I'm like, because I didn't think I had the key, and the door was locked. And he was like, why didn't you call me and let me know that you didn't have the key or, you know, that you couldn't get in the room?
Right.
I was like, okay.
Well, and, you know, so he has a sense of that anyway. It just would be really, your situation's too complicated at this point. Timing's really bad for it to work out. You can pursue it if you want to.
No.
Yeah.
My thing is that I don't want to pursue a relationship with him. And I know that it will cause conflict if I do mm-hmm. If I do take that step and jump into, you know, wanting to be physical and stuff like that, I know that that will be really, really, like, complicated because they live together.
A little bit, yes. You are the epitome of my show today. Complicated. I just wouldn't even go there. I mean, there's no point in going there right now. I'd go out and have fun with other people and meet other guys. It just would cause too many issues for you. But I have one other caller, so I'm going to have to let you go on that note, and good luck with that.
Okay.
And one thing I'd like to say real quickly to everyone out there, actually, and if you're in a relationship and you have to keep it a secret, it's not a good thing. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. So take care of yourself. Thanks for calling.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, we have a couple minutes left, and I think that we can take one
Let's
other.
Let's squeeze this caller in.
Yeah, we're going to try to as soon as the switchboard lets us. All right, caller, can you hear me? Hello? All right.
You're on the air.
You're on the air. Can you hear us? I think that sometimes they don't realize they're on the air.
Yeah, they could have gone to the refrigerator like a commercial or something while we're talking to someone else.
Hello, can you hear us, caller?
We may have lost
that. Yeah, we may have lost that one. Okay. Well, I'm going to if you can hear us and you get hung up on there, then just go ahead and call back. We may have time for you. I think the last caller was a little bit, that was more of a fun thing. So, you know, that's not too bad. But in other types of things, when you are in a secretive relationship, that never works out well.
And yeah, honesty is the best policy, and somewhere along the line somebody might get hurt, and, you know, I mean, or their feelings might get hurt. They might take it that way. It's their choice, but it's also their growth. I mean, like I said earlier, if something doesn't feel good, it isn't. If something feels good, it is. As long as it's not something that feels good, but I have to hide it, that's not the kind of good thing we're talking about here. It's a lot of, it can be kind of fun and mysterious and that sort of thing, but ultimately it just runs into a train wreck. It runs into, you meet that energy somewhere along the line, it comes back around, and then you have to start making things up and that kind of thing, and just in the name of defending yourself a lot of times. So the old saying of being true to yourself, can you really do that? And because that's important, being true to yourself. Okay, this honestly feels good to somebody else. Maybe you need to release someone that you're with, you know, in the best way that you can. How they manage that is going to be their stuff. That's the other thing.
Well, and kind of on a different note, one thing I want to add in there on this relationship thing is, I have a friend, and I've done readings for people that if you are constantly having to check your spouse or boyfriend's email, phone, Facebook, my goodness, that is not good. You cannot constantly check. There's a problem. I mean, one of the callers that we had, a lot of things that happen when you have to constantly check that stuff is they turning it around on you. Well, you know, what are you doing looking into my stuff? Why are you looking at my cell phone? Why are you looking at my email? This is a problem. If you have to look that hard, I even had someone a friend of mine that had looked, found emails about other women in the email and still wanted to confront the guy. And it goes from one thing to another, then wanted to contact the people that they were having emails with. And I'm like, why? She doesn't leave him. Why even confront them at that point? I mean, she catches him constantly. He constantly turns it around on her. You know, it's such a no-win situation that it's just girls or guys, if you're having to look through the emails, if you're having to look through all that stuff, get out, because there's a serious problem there. And that's usually when they throw in the trips to Mexico. Yeah, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The flowers, the jewelry, because, yes, dinner. By the time that you get to the point where you're like, you know what, I'm tired of doing this, we're done, they're like, oh, but we booked a trip, and yeah, it makes me crazy. It's fun stuff. You know, we have a minute remaining, and so we're not going to be able to take any more callers. We will be on the show again next Sunday at 10 a.m. We have some guests that we have coming up. My website is www.jenniferopsychic.com. Also, hawaiipsychicjen.com. I'm on Facebook now, Jennifer O. Intuitive. So I update my sites weekly. We will go ahead.
Friend her. She gets lonely. Friend her on Facebook, Jennifer O. Intuitive. I'd just like to add, you know, for some people that call in on shows like this, if they need a more in-depth reading and more time with Jennifer, you can certainly check that out on her website. I encourage you to do so.
Yes, actually, I don't do them on the spot. You need to call in and book ahead of time, and we'll get back to you. You can leave a message. We'll get back to you. You can do email. And it's set up really easy, but we can do in-depth ones. We do everywhere from 15 minutes to an hour, and I'm sure that you'd be really happy with those as well. Anyways, we have some other hosts that we're going to be having on the show. We're going to try to get those featured. So look for those, And go ahead and you can drop us an email. If you have a subject that you'd like to see on the show, definitely go to my website and drop us an email. We'd love to hear from you and hear from whatever type of subjects that you want. And we will probably be back next Sunday. So we'll talk to you then.
Yeah,
aloha.
Aloha, everyone. Have a wonderful week. And Happy New Year to everyone.
Yes, Happy New Year. And stop the scattered energy. Let's get focused. All right.